Second Chronicles chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Yehuda and built Ramah, to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Yehuda. And then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of Yahweh and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, Let there be a league between you and I, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I've sent you silver and gold. Go, break your league with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he may leave from me. And Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. And then Asa the king took all Yehuda, and there carried away the stones of Ramah, and the timber of it, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built with it Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Yehuda, and said to him, Because you've relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on Yahweh your Elohim, for this reason is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you did rely on Yahweh, he delivered them into your hand, for the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. In this you have done foolishly. From this time forth you will have wars for this reason. And then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this. And Asa oppressed the people of the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, they are written in the book of the kings of Yehuda and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding. Yet in his disease he did not seek Yahweh, but he sought the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors, and divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. End of chapter.